Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, we are just grateful to have you with us. We are grateful. We are grateful for all the blessings, and there are many blessings that God has just allowed us to continually have. Yes, yes. He's a great God. Yes, and we are his people. He will lead and guide us, every one of us. He will lead us and guide us into the truth that we should have in our lives. Yes, yes. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. As 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 34, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Master, for this day. We thank you for the opportunity that you've given us, God. Oh, Master, we are just grateful. We are grateful. We're grateful for Jesus, and we thank you, God. We thank you for him. Oh, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for just allowing Jesus to come and save and redeem us, God. We are just grateful, Master. Yes, yes, yes. We thank you, God. We thank you, Master, because if it had not been for Jesus, where would we be? Yes, yes. We are grateful today. We are truly grateful. And we just want to say we are thankful. We are thankful. And we can say hallelujah, hallelujah. We can say hallelujah to a living, a risen Savior. God, we just lift up California right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up all the hearts that are broken, Master. We lift them up, God, right now to you, Master. And we know, God, that you have the ability to just bring peace, oh God, peace, God, on that side of our country, God. Oh, Master, we know that you have the power, God. Because you said in your word that peace be still, God. And peace became still. There were no movements, God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to grant peace. Look upon those who are bereaved, God. Those hearts are broken, God. They have lost their family members, God. Yes, let them know that they're all they have to do is call on you. Oh, yeah. Just continually calling on you. And you will grant them peace, God. Peace that the world cannot give. You will give them peace. Oh, we ask you right now, God, to touch the children. To touch the husbands, the wives, Master. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. And we will be careful to give you all the praise. We'll give you all the honor because it's all about you, God. It's all about, and it's not about the things, oh God. It's about you. It's about having a relationship with you. Show us, God. Teach us, Master, how to have a relationship with you. And we will be careful to give you all the praise. We will give you all honor in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Again, we thank God. We thank God for you. We thank God for this day. We thank God for the ability that he has given each and every one of us, that we're able to rise up, move our limbs, open up our eyes. Yeah. If it had not been for Jesus, if it had not been for Jesus, where would we be? Where would we be? I know I'd be lost. Lost. Yeah, I'd be lost. Yes, but God saw fit. He saw fit. He's a merciful God. He's an ever-loving God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Lord of Lords. He's the El Shaddai. He's the King of Kings. Yeah. Oh, we just give him praise right now. And we thank him. We thank him for so many blessings. So many. That's what we want to talk about this day. We want to talk about being thankful. Being thankful can be somewhat of a challenge. It can be somewhat of a challenge for some of us. We are blessed in many areas of our lives, but we're not thankful. We're not thankful. Yeah, the adjective. To be thankful simply means to be grateful, to be glad. Yeah. To be pleased, to be indebted to be thankful. Yeah. If you haven't felt the presence of any of these adjectives lately, something is drastically wrong. And God wants all of us to be thankful. Yeah. He desires that we be thankful. See, when we become thankful, then we can praise, we can give thanks. Yeah. And that's where our strength lies. Our strength lies, in our joy, in our thanksgiving. That's where our strength is. Yeah. Could it be that some of us don't know how to be grateful? Maybe we honestly just haven't thought about it, or never took the time to enjoy or even look at the things that have happened, or things that are now happening. We never took the time. We never took the time to just sit and get quiet and think. And think. Let's be clear. Being thankful shows, it should be an attitude. It should be an attitude that we have. Yeah, an attitude that we must have. And it's continuously. Yeah, it's not something that we put on now and then we take off within, 30 minutes, maybe 15? No, an attitude of thanksgiving is something that's continuous. Yeah, we don't take it off and put it on and take it off and put it back on. But we remain thankful. We remain in the state of gratefulness. Yeah. We remain in this set of mind. This is a mindset. My spirit is always in thanksgiving mode. Yeah. Whether it's a little deed or it's a huge deed, of thanksgiving, of gratitude. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Not just doing Thanksgiving time. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 says, to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. This is his will. What are we saying here? We rejoice always. We pray continuously. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. This is his desire. Yeah, being a little plainer, God loves you, and through the love that he has for you, he also has a will for you. A will that we give thanks for everything, because if we take the time to look closely, we can see him even in the circumstance, even while it's going on. He's ever present. That's what he says. He's ever present. Yeah. And if we see him, then we should give thanks, mainly because we are not alone. You're not alone. Glory to God. He's in there. He's right there. He's right in there with you, no matter what's going on. Yeah. It could be some type of loss that you've lost, that you're experiencing in your family, job loss, just separations, divorces. We know that these things happen. But God is not leaving you alone. We should be grateful. We should be grateful. The thing is, when we're going through, when we're in this period of circumstances, are we remaining clear? Our spirit man, our mindset, is it clear where we can hear, where God can talk to us, where we can hear what he has to say? Yeah. He's that kind of God. He's constantly reassuring us that he's ever present. And he can show it in people. He can show it in the skies. He can show it in just activities in the course of a day. But we have to be open. We have to be in tune to the Spirit. So we have to be walking in the Spirit, but not in the flesh. For us to be in tune to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 says, "For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God." The gift. The gift of God. So that means God's gift, he gives us. He gives us a gift. And we are to acknowledge that we have been given a gift. And the gift comes from God. Yeah. This is not just any kind of gift. This is a special gift that he gives us. Huh? It says, "For it is by grace you have been saved." So you have been saved. So once you're saved, then you have been given the gift of salvation. Yeah, you can't go buy salvation. You can't go get a pound of salvation. You can't go get a pack of salvation. Salvation is not sold in a grocery store. Huh? No. This is a gift that only God can give us. He allowed his son, Jesus, to come and be present and to walk with us and to be an example before us so that we can learn. Huh? We can learn how to walk this walk. But it's not by anything that we have done. It's through grace. Only through grace. Grace is grace, and it's mercy. Mercy. And his mercy means it's just because. Hallelujah. It's just because. That's what he wants to do. Oh, glory to God. Grace and mercy. Hallelujah. What do you do when you receive a gift? What do you do when you receive a gift? You say thank you. You show that you're grateful. You show that you have an attitude of gratefulness. Yeah. Yeah. Notice that particular gift that you're getting. It's a personal gift. Yeah. One in a kind. One and only one kind of gift. This gift is called salvation. And we should be thankful. We should show gratitude. Yeah. Yeah. And we should cherish it. And we should take good care of our salvation. Anybody ever thought of that? Taking care of the salvation? Protecting the salvation? Uh-huh. Yeah. Because it's a gift that God has given us. And when someone gives us a gift, there is a way that we are supposed to maintain that gift. And we take care of that gift. If it was a plant, we would water it. We would make sure it had food, huh? We would take care of it. Make sure it had the proper sunlight. Make sure that there was proper air. Come on, think about it. When it was transplanting time, we would transplant it to a bigger pot. But we would take care of it. We would prune it when it was necessary. Taking care. Hey, same goes for salvation. Glory to God. Colossians 4, chapter 2 tells us to devote yourselves. Yeah, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. Devote. What does devote mean? It simply means to be loyal. It means to be faithful. It means to be true, to devote. If you're praying, if you're in a praying relationship to Jesus Christ, to be watchful, to be alert, to pay attention, to be spiritually, to be physically. Because what? 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 tells us, it says for us to be sober. Be sober-minded and to be alert, because your adversary, that old Satan, he's walking around and he's looking and he's searching to find whom he can devour. Yeah, he's walking a roaring lion, looking for somebody. Yeah, looking for someone that he can overtake, looking for someone that he can that would listen to what he has to say, that he can captivate and take them out of the love of Jesus Christ. He can take them away. Yeah. He can take their attention away. He can cut that cord of relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He could lie to them and they would believe what he's saying. Yeah. He's looking around to find who he can devour. So here we see that we are, as believers, we should be thankful that we're not in a position to be devoured, that we're not in a position to be devoured by the enemy. Yeah. We are no longer in bondage. We're no longer in bondage to sin. That we have been set free. Glory to God. Set free. The scripture says that whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Yeah, look at this real quickly. We're going to just quickly go into this. Some things that we can be thankful for. We can be thankful for protection. Psalms 121. In verse 5 through 8, protection that God has promised all of us, whether it's driving in a car or just being a passenger on a bus, we have protection. Watchful. God watches over all of us. He watches over us. How do you know? The Bible says that he sees all and he knows all. But also he says that he doesn't slumber, nor does he sleep. He's always awoke, and he's not tired. He's not sleep-deprived. Are you listening to what I'm saying? He hears us. He sees what we're doing. Oh, glory to God. Protection. Reason why we should be thankful. Yes, we should be thankful. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah, intake. When we eat, we are protected from any kind of harms, any kind of food, bacteria, any type of poisoning, anything that would do harm to our bodies. This is found in Psalms 121 and 7. He will protect us. He keeps us. Glory to God. Mark 16 and 18 says, these signs. Listen at that. These signs. The signs when we take medications. Many times we take medications that may not agree with us, but we're still protected. We're still protected by the grace of God. And Mark 16 and 18 tells us that these are the signs. These are signs that will follow the believers. And this is how folks will know we are who we say we are, Yeah, because the things that may affect someone else will not affect us because we are under the protection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. the love of God, the love that he has for us. Yeah, we should be thankful. We should be thankful. We have plenty to be thankful for. Plenty. Yeah, first, they were, in the book of, in Mark, in Mark chapter 16, and verse 18 says here, they will pick up, listen to this, they can pick up a snake. They can pick up a snake with their bare hands. Are you listening to what I'm saying? With your bare hands, pick up a snake. Two, and when they drink anything deadly, like poison, it will not harm them, not at all. We're talking about the believers. We're talking about you. Huh? It won't harm you. Yeah, no matter what the enemy tries to set up, you're under the protection. You're under the umbrella. You're under the mercy. Huh? The love and the mercy that God has, that he has put us in the hedges. He's wrapped us up. We're in the hedges of his love and his protection. Oh, we should be thankful. We should be thankful. Everyone, we should be thankful. Three says, they will place their hand on the sick folks and they will get well. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They will know. You will not have to open up your mouth. You ain't got to say nothing. It's what you do that will identify. That's what you do will let men know who you are. Whom you are, who you belong to. Yeah. So you should be grateful. You should be thankful in many ways. At all times. We should have a praise. Yeah. We should have a shout. We should have a raised hand. Hallelujah. At all times. Because we're covered under the blood. We're protected with the hedges of protection that only God can give us. Huh? He sees everything. He knows everything. He can warn us at any given time what we should do, what we shouldn't do. Why? Because he's omnipotent. He's everywhere. He's all-knowing. Glory to God. Am I talking to anybody? So when you think, listen to this. So when you think about it, you have a lot to be thankful for. A lot. You know, a lot of times, this time of year, people feel like they don't have anybody, or they go into this pity party, and it's a seasonal, and when I say seasonal, it's only at this time of season that you feel like that. Any other times, around other holidays, you're not in this, I'll call it a dump, where you feel alone. Yeah. But I just want to remind you, you have plenty to be thankful for. And you're never alone. Because when I just list all these protections that you have, in order for you to have all these protections, he has to know you. And if he knows you, that means you are a part of the family. Glory to God. You are a part. Hallelujah. A part of this family. So when you think about it, you have a lot to be thankful. You have a lot to be grateful for. So stand up tall, hold your head up high, and know that you are a part of the royal family. Glory to God. And your Father takes good care of you. And your Father will go all out just for you. Yeah. Because he loves you. He's loving and kind just to you. Glory to God. Yeah. He protects you. Even when you are eating and you're eating something or someone is trying to harm you, any harm will not come near you. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Huh? That's our God. That's the God that we serve. Yeah. So it's a lot for us to be thankful. It's a lot for us to be grateful about. Yeah. Sometimes when you get this mediocre feeling and all this, I say, craziness that goes on with us, our hormones get whacked out and we start feeling that no one cares, we need to go lay down and go into time out and get some rest and get a good sleep, take a good nap, huh? Or go get a good book, go sit on the porch, go to the beach, take a walk. Just look at the universe from a different perspective. And I guarantee you, when you begin to see the love of God, when you begin to see Him everywhere, everywhere you lay your eyes, in the trees, huh? In the trees, in the neighborhood, when you begin to really look for Him, glory to God, you will see Him because He's ever present. Hallelujah. He's ever present. That's the God that we serve. He's ever present. And He's showing you every day, every moment that you get up and you wake up and you look out your window, He's present. Whether it's rainy day or sunny and bright, He's ever present. And He's letting you know that He loves you. Yeah, we have plenty to be grateful for. Plenty to be thankful for. Because every day is a day that we could spend quality time with Him. And He can teach and we could learn from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yeah. He's always teaching us. We should always have our hearts open to receive what He's saying to us. Glory to God. Yeah, He is just that kind of God. He's that kind of Father that desires to teach us and train us and help us to grow up, help us to stand tall, help us to buckle up and fasten up those shoes and buckle up those buckles. Yes! Put on the breastplates of righteousness. Lace up our shoes, huh? With the gospel of truth. He desires us to have the best. That's what He says. He wished that everything. He wished everything for us remains good. Now all we have to do is walk in it. All we have to do is believe in it, because He's ever present. Yeah. Yes. He's an ever present God. He's an ever knowing God. Yeah. He loves us. In spite of, even you who may think that you in a pit where you can't get out, He loves you. Yeah, He can reach on down. He can get on down and He can get down in that pit. He can get in that hole and pull you out. Oh, yeah. That's the kind of God we're talking about. That we should be grateful. That we should be thankful. Yeah. He is an almighty God. He is the King of Kings. And He is the Lord of Lords. Yeah. We should always have a praise. Yeah, always. If we don't say our praise, if we just wave our hand, if we just think in our mind, our thoughts of the goodness of Jesus. The goodness, I said, of Jesus, that only He can give to us. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank You, Master, for this day. We thank You for this opportunity. We thank You for this word, God. We ask, God, that this word will go forth, oh God, and that someone will get to know who You are. In Jesus' holy name, yes. We look forward to having You back here with us on next Friday, and of course on Sunday with God Favorite Ministries. Yes, what a mighty God. What a mighty God. Be thankful. Be thankful. Huh? Give thanks, because this is the will. This is His will. for us, that we be thankful for all the blessings. Amen.